A new study from Emission Analytics, which is a nonpartisan scientific group, found that brakes and tires on EVs release 1,850 times more particle pollution compared to modern tailpipes, which have efficient exhaust filters. Most vehicle-related pollution today comes from tire wear. EVs are about 30% heavier than normal cars. Brakes and tires on the battery-powered cars wear out faster than on standard cars. They release a lot more schmutz into the atmosphere. A Reuters study. They showed that the production of a mid-sized EV generates 47 grams of CO2 per mile during the extraction and production process to build the thing. That means an EV has to drive between 15 and 100,000 miles before it starts to balance out in terms of emissions. The leftiest sources say that it takes an EV about a year in operation to achieve carbon parity with a gasoline vehicle. Now over to the so-called right, the American Petroleum Institute. They say multiple studies show that on a life cycle basis, different automobile powertrains result in very similar greenhouse gas emissions. Now we did the math here at WCGA. A new EV battery costs about $6,000. It'll cost you that much to drive about 100,000 miles. That's about 6 cents per mile. A good gasoline-powered car that's around the same size will get you 30 mpg. And to get 6 cents per mile from 30 mpg, you need to be at about $1.80 per gallon. But the funny thing is, after you get to that 100,000 miles, you gotta buy a new battery all over again. It's not easy being a weenie. I've got the winning formula. Why don't you drive what you love to drive? So, is it fair to say we're pro-choice on cars, too? This is Franklin in the Morning on WCGA, News Talk 1100.